parapsychologist as a synonym for a psychic entertainer. Research has unveiled a high level of fraud in studies, both on the parts of the subjects and the researchers. In addition, badly designed experiments and researchers' lack of familiarity with stage magic tricks have brought discredit to the field. The scientific community regards paranormal phenomena as having naturalistic explanations, resulting from psychological and physical factors that give the impression of paranormal activity. Psychologists have reported that phenomena such as mediumship, precognition, and out-of-body experiences can be explained by psychology without recourse to the supernatural. Others believe strongly in the existence of psychic phenomena and seek to provide evidence to support their beliefs. A further sector of investigators simply regard the phenomena as worthy of investigation. However, the term skeptic within parapsychology is most frequently applied to those who seek to debunk studies and displays of anomalous phenomena, assuming that there is always a naturalistic explanation. The implications of the existence of psychic phenomena, often called PSI, are wider-ranging and suggest that what science knows about the nature of the universe is incomplete, especially in terms of space and time, and the transmission of energy and information. The capabilities and limitations of human potential have been underestimated, and there may be additional, as yet unexplained, methods of sensing the world around us. Assumptions and philosophical beliefs about the separation of mind and body may be incorrect. Our understanding of the nature of perception and memory may be incorrect. Assumptions about the divine nature of miracles may have been mistaken. PSI phenomena address many philosophical problems, including the role of the mind in the physical world and the nature of the objective versus the subjective. There are spiritual impactions, as personal PSI experiences are often accompanied by feelings of profound meaning. Parapsychology is controversial for a number of reasons. Many people, including the media, confuse parapsychology with sensational, unscientific beliefs and stories about the paranormal, leading a number of scientists to dismiss the field as unworthy of serious study. Much of the evidence produced by institutions is difficult to access, as it's published in limited circulation professional journals. Some people are afraid PSI might be true and therefore oppose investigation of it. A brief history of parapsychology. Although the word parapsychology dates back to the mid-17th century, it didn't come into popular usage until the late 19th century, when it was used by psychologist Max de Soir. Prior to the 18th century, there were few systematic studies in relation to anomalous phenomena, although early literature includes many discussions about such things as apparitions, divination, dowsing, healing, and poltergeists. Often these are discussed in the context of religious belief, demonology, and witchcraft. However, there are accounts of a few investigations. For example, in the 12th century, Gerald of Wales wrote about several ghosts in his Journey Through Wales. He also mentioned small, glowing balls of light, associated in Welsh culture with the spirits of the deceased. In addition to recording such accounts, he visited locations and spoke to the people affected to obtain accurate information. 17th century. The 17th century is often viewed in terms of the scientific revolution. However, the new methods of thinking and inquiry that developed were also applied to the study of psychic phenomena. An early pioneer of such studies was Francis Bacon, author of Novum Organum 1620, which pioneered the scientific method. Amongst his interests were direct mind-to-mind contact, precognition, and other